Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Columbo Chronicles, a live podcast adding the Justice Club, coming to Columbo Chronicles every day at 12 noon to 12:30. Grab a snack and a smoothie and sit back and find out what the lawyers don't want you to know. Be sure to push the like, follow, and share buttons and bookmark blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Columbo, and today on the Justice Club, I want to say that we're turning into a world of injustice, and we have to really address this issue because as a consumer advocate for justice for a very long time, it appears to me that we're paying too much money to politicians and attorneys and to the Department of Justice to pay for such little justice. After all, they have left the conservatives, Christians, Catholics, Jews, patriots, God-fearing, God-loving constitutionalists, gun-toting Americans, flag-waving Americans, pro-lifers who believe in having natural-born citizens to preserve the nation and the sovereignty of this nation, as well as the sovereignty of this nation and the secure borders. They need to vet everyone, which is required by state and federal law under the Constitution. They are ignoring all of the federal and state laws, and they are allowing illegal immigration, and they are prohibiting vetting or very little vetting once they cross into our country, and they are not upholding legal citizenship and legal babies born on U.S. soil who will be growing up and becoming the leaders in the future, and the worker bees and the politicians and the white-collar workers, if we have enough natural-born Americans versus illegals overpopulating in our country from all over the world. We're not just talking about down south any longer. We are talking about ISIS. We're talking about Al-Qaeda. We're talking about Hamas. We're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood nations. We're talking about cartels and gangs and organ harvesters and traffickers coming in and out of our country and kidnapping our children. And bad things happen to those children or young females. So, that is not justice, and that is not what we're paying for. And it's time for the American people to peacefully, constitutionally, and legally and lawfully stand up against this tyranny that's coming against us in the United States of America, who are the government. We, the people, are the government. They are public servants, and they are behaving as if our taxes belong to them, and they can do whatever they want without the will of the American people, that they are just printing money out of thin air. They are not backing it with gold, which is possible to do, and that's exactly what they should do. And you should be calling your representatives and asking them, where is our gold? Back our money with gold. Why are you allowing Klaus Schwab of the WEF, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, George Soros, all these wealthy people, and many of them were not wealthy when they got into public office, became extremely wealthy. And why are they taking control over our United States cash and coins? That is ridiculous, because that means they are hijacking our money, which includes the money in our bank accounts, and it'll be digital money, and you will have no tangible money. And so if your phone doesn't work, or they target you and wipe you out, or you can't access your ATM or your credit card in the stores, then that means that you can't buy or sell. That means you are indigent and impoverished. That means extreme depression in America and around the world. And the Western civilization, who are a majority of educated people, need to stand up for the rest of the world. Because you deserve to live. You deserve to live in a decent lifestyle. Everyone does. And our unalienable natural rights didn't come from Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Dr. Fauci or Rochelle Walensky or any of the rest of them who are making and raking in billions from the experimental and trial jabs without revealing to you what's in the Pfizer trade secret, so you have no idea what they're jabbing into your arms or what the mRNA is going to do to your body. Maybe not right away. How about weeks away, months away, or years away, or to your children? Why aren't you asking these questions and calling your representatives now and demanding they investigate and get back to you and to the rest of the country? And that number is 202-225-3121. I want you to be proactive, and I want you to do it today. So the Justice Club today is, what if you were wrongfully accused of a crime? Have you ever been a victim of legal abuse or injustices? What if you were wrongfully accused of a crime and you didn't even know that you could be charged with a crime by an anonymous person, a person who maybe had a vendetta against you, just doesn't like you, wants you out of the way for some reason, and they do not have to give their name to the authorities. They can just make a phone call on their tip lines. How would you defend yourself from an anonymous source, since they may not like what you posted online or what you said somewhere in public, in school, in work? Or maybe they just don't like the color of your skin. Maybe they don't like conservatives or mega people, mega Americans who are born on the soil. How could any politician turn against their fellow Americans? Because they have the right to vote for whoever they want. They have the right to keep it confidential until this internet came along. They have the right to choose their own party and their own candidates. Well, I read a charitable organization's mission that is funded by George Soros, and it says that their goal, and some of our public servants on the left are members, because I checked it out, their goal is to remove all conservatives and Republicans, just the entire Republican Party, period, P, conservatives, and most of those are Christians, right? Right. So I'm going to get into this in just a minute, and I'll be back right after this important message, so don't touch that dial because I have some important information for you. And by the way, this is May 5th, and I'm on the West Coast in sunny California.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, we're back on the Justice Club, and we were talking about anonymous people calling the tip lines of the government, including the Department of Justice or the IRS or anyone else, and maybe making a false accusation against you. And that organization has the power to investigate you, maybe show up on your doorstep, and maybe you could end up in court with legal fees. Did you know that's possible in America? It should be not possible in America. Anyone who accuses someone of a crime or makes an accusation against them should definitely have to give their name and their address and their phone numbers and any other information that is required by a litigant. So, could that be possible in America? The answer is yes. It is not only possible, it's happening today. And we had Obama as president and Vice President Biden. And it appears that they were running the country not by constitutional law and proposing the laws to Congress, who are the only body who can make laws. They were just writing mandates, executive orders, and mandates, and bypassing the Constitution and Congress. Because Obama stated, and he told you and the entire country, that he didn't need Congress or a constitution, and they were meaningless because he had a pen and a phone, and he did exactly what he told you he was going to do, and that's how Obamacare got passed. As Nancy Pelosi admitted on video, they didn't read the 2,700 pages. They had to pass it to see what was in it. And they did not inform you that we were paying for worldwide abortions, not just in America. And the question is, how can they force Americans to fund abortions for children that don't belong to them? They're not their biological children. They're not their responsibility. It's their parents' and grandparents' responsibility. Whatever young people who say they are pro-choice, they also have a choice to say no. They also have a choice if they don't want a baby. They also have a choice to use condoms, to use contraceptives, to use the pills that are available. Just ask Bill and Melinda Gates. They'll be happy to send them, I'm sure, because that's their baby, along with Hillary Clinton. And I would like the young people to know that all of these old people who are promoting that you abort your babies all have children and grandchildren. Think about that. And you have the option of adopting out your babies. There's plenty of families that would love to have a baby and can't. So you also have that option as well. So I just want you to think about it. I'm not judging you, but I'm just giving you information, and they do not tell you how many young girls on an abortion table have experienced a botched abortion, or which is very disturbing to most mothers, and how many don't tell you how many young girls were bleeding on the Planned Parenthood or hospital tables during an abortion or after, and are rushed to the hospital, or how many are psychologically damaged by it. And they don't tell you this because they don't want to tell you this, and they don't keep track of it either. So there you have it. So just think about it, pray on it, and think about it. A baby is a human being. So anyway, back to the anonymous accusers. It is not only possible in America, it is happening. And so remember when, let me give you an example. Remember when the Obama, Biden, and Eric Holder team first came into office in 2009? one of the first things they did was start targeting the police. And there was, it could have been seen as an anonymous call, but they just said it was a neighbor. And they saw a black man trying to break into the house through a window. So they assumed that somebody was breaking into their neighbor's home. So they did the proper thing and called the police. And so the police came. And when the police came and entered the house, there was a black man inside the house, an older gentleman. And they were, I can't recall if they arrested him or they were going to arrest him, what the situation exactly was. But it happened to be the owner. He couldn't find his key. He didn't have his key on him. So he broke into his own house through the window. So the neighbor wasn't wrong, and the police weren't wrong. And yet Obama and Holder used that to target the police as if they were targeting black people. And that was the beginning of this nightmare to divide black and white. And that particular division was heard on a former cable television show I created, wrote, and produced with my guest, Anthony J. Hilder, who informed Americans about 1996 that the government planned to create black and white division to create civil disruption in our country. Crisis, chaos. And then I read the same in an executive order dated 2006 online that I inadvertently came across. And it also stated that they were, if there was a pandemic and civil unrest in our country, and the president of the United States called out martial law, they could remove the president and bring in the shadow government, which they named as DHS FEMA, to take control of our neighborhoods like a police state and issue quarantines and curfews, and right-wing extremists who wouldn't comply or obey them to government facilities without outside contact to be reprogrammed. Now, I posted that executive order on Facebook in 2009, and it went viral, and Facebook took it down. But it was a real executive order from that was posted on the government site. So there you have it. So yes, none of this is by chance. It's not a coincidence. It's by pre-planning this agenda to take down America and take down the rest of the world. But their top priority is us. Pretty scary, huh? So on that note, I hope you learned something there. And you will look up exactly what I've said. Don't believe me. Don't take my word for it. Trust me. Don't. I've been in this Justice Club for a very long time. I created it, in fact, on the radio several years ago. So I decided to bring it back because there's so little justice. It's gotten worse, not better. So here we have an attorney who was the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. Great man. And what did he do after 9/11 when everybody else was in crisis and paralyzed and couldn't think clearly and didn't know what to do? 3,000 Americans died. We watched them jump out of the buildings. And then we had Schumer telling us to be tolerant and that we needed to be politically correct because the Muslim Brotherhood wanted to build a victory mosque on Ground Zero. And, of course, the Americans opposed it and were very boisterous, which you could be back then. And they didn't do it, of course. And so was Rudy Giuliani, who came forward, and he said, let's get the ball rolling and let's clean up this mess. And let's start restoring our country and healing our country. And he took action. And actually, Donald Trump came forward as well to help. and he got no credit for it, to my knowledge, but he did. He also came forward because he was a builder. That's what he liked to do. He liked to build walls, which is what we wanted him to do, but our tax dollars aren't going to build the wall that he began because the left wants the invasion or the migration, whichever you want to call tens of thousands of people coming to our borders. I don't know how it's not an invasion. They're politically correct. That's right. So the illegal migration into our country of fake, many times fake asylum seekers, fake refugees because they aren't even vetted. And many of them are anti-American and from anti-American countries. So we don't even know who they are and what they're really thinking and how they really feel about America or who they're actually connected to, because we know we have and had and have spies, not only in our government, but we had a Democrat male representative sleeping with the enemy. And I guess he gets rewarded for that. I don't know what happened to that, but it got swept away. So, sorry. Oh, my God. So, anyway, America has really changed in the past, let's say, 30 years or so. So, it's been 1 year since seven FBI agents launched their dawn raid on Rudy Giuliani's freedom and his home and his office. Giuliani is still under investigation a year after the FBI raided his home and office. Been charged with no crime, zilch. So isn't there such a thing as harassment, hate crimes, taunting people, fear-mongering, falsely accusing people? I'm sure there's a whole slew of laws against all of that. But that's what appears to be happening to Mayor Giuliani, who's also an attorney. So my point here, too, is that you can be an attorney, and if you don't go along with the program and you step out of line according to their agenda, you can become their target as well. So Rudy Giuliani says, we cannot accept this as normal in America. You know what's normal? Normal is when we had public servants in office realizing that they were paid to do a job with our hard-earned tax dollars at a reasonable wage. And now they're all getting like $200,000 each. You multiply that by 535 and see where your taxes are going. And then they have all this stimulus being printed out of thin air, and they decide how many crumbs they're going to throw of our own money back to the American people while they give themselves an increase in wages, benefits, vacation pay, and they're always going on recess. And except the kids, because they can't go to school, so they're being uneducated, and then you have and indoctrinated, and then you have them giving themselves Cadillac health care insurance and having the American people pay for that, because they don't have to sign up for Obamacare. They don't have to pay for the worldwide abortions. They don't have to pay for the worldwide distribution of the experimental and trial jets. All that is in Obamacare. I know because I read it, even though Congress didn't, along with Liberty Counsel. And we both wrote about this, and I sent my blog, Obamacare is Unconstitutional and Illegal, to every congressional member, senator included, and it was partially read on the congressional floor, because I said Obamacare borders on extortion, and it contains death penalties for Americans only, not for Muslims, not for illegals, and not for the key Democrats in office or the big donors. But if the American, average American didn't sign up, they would be punished with a big fine. If they couldn't even afford to buy Obamacare, how are they going to pay the fine? So the only people getting punished are the American people who are loyal, legal, natural born, innate to this soil, who are conservative, who are moral, who are ethical, who love their country, whether they're pro-choice or pro-life, that's their choice, but we all should have a choice. And they're trying to take our choices away. Well, I prefer having a witness who's going to accuse me or you of a crime come forward and give their name and have to be called into a court of law to accuse you or me or anyone else being accused by this anonymous accuser. And you should look that up, and you should call your representatives today and ask these questions. Their number is 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3121. Do it today, because it is a matter of life and death in America now. And it is a matter of freedom versus government facilities where you will be reprogrammed or accused and falsely accused of a crime. So support Attorney Giuliani if you find it in your heart, because he did something really great for us on 9/11, and he didn't commit any crime to my knowledge, and he hasn't been charged with a crime other than supporting President Trump, and that became a crime the day that President Trump was elected into office, according to the left. And they have not stopped harassing these Americans since 2016, and that should be so immoral, unethical, illegal, and definitely a waste of our tax dollars. I also want you to call your representatives, and I want you to tell them we want our cash and our coins left in our bank accounts, and we want you to back our money with gold, period. That's how you restore America. You restore the justice system, and then you remove all the people who refuse to uphold their sworn oath and the rule of law in this great republic and the Constitution. And I want you to be proactive. Come along to the Justice Club and be proactive peacefully, legally, lawfully, and constitutionally, and be a patriotic American country. God bless you, and God bless America, the greatest country on earth, and God bless everyone else around the world, all our brothers and sisters.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.